The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 members present. Senator Sumner is excused from the call.
Our chaplain today is again Captain Herbert Miller of the Salvation Army.
Our Father, we do thank you for this beautiful day, which is ours to enjoy. We thank you for the strength and the new life. And as David of old said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Help us, Father, to use what you have given to us wisely and to put complete trust in your hands. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 102nd legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 102nd day be approved and certified.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Cotulla.
It is a distinct pleasure to introduce to you today a man that has no need of introduction and has kept the faith for all these years. Very, very hard work on behalf of the state, particularly the Department of Renewable Resources, Dr. Hansinger.
Any further introduction of guests? Senator Huber. Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House?
Message of April 21, the House has passed the following and they are returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 50, congratulating Carl Huntington for winning the North American Unlimited Dog Sled Championship. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 119, supplemental appropriation for the Department of Administration, Senate Bill 228, supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor, Alaska Plan Committee. These have been sent to enrolling. The House has concurred in a Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 215, Finance, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill 215, Finance, amended Senate. Supplemental appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for the daycare program. Message of April 21, the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 52, House Budget, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 52, Senate Budget, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee with powers of free conference to consider the above bills. Representative Cooper, Chairman, Representative Greening, Representative Haugen.
Senator Coletta.
I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 52 and request the body to vote no.
Is there any discussion or debate on the issue? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 52? Would so many as favor the rescission of our amendments say aye? Those opposed, nay?
No.
The nays have it. We will appoint a conference committee composed of Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Holman, and Senator Tillion as members. Senator, conference committee. They can come back if they are unable to resolve it. They can come back and we will give them powers of free conference.
The House has a free conference committee.
I understand that that's correct. At the the beginning of the session, there was a proposed rule change which would have required all committees go into a conference committee and that they could not serve on the second go-around. And I, at that time, expressed the opinion that I would appoint the conference committees first, and if they could not resolve the issue, then give them powers of free conference.
Also notify the House. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 118, licensing of pesticide applicators, with the following amendment: House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 18, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Can you correct the board, please? Is it 118 or is it
18?
18. Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendment and request that the body vote yes. Mr. President, the amendment, I checked with Senator Couture, who in turn checked with the Department of Agriculture and with Marion State, and the restrictive definition for pesticide application is acceptable.
We concur in the House amendments to the Senate Bill.
Your motion would be that you move that we concur in the House amendment.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. And ask the you're asking that the Senate vote yes on that. Any further discussion or debate on the issue?
Mr. President, all it does is continue the course of updating and restricting pesticides, and that's something we want.
The question before us, we'll have a roll call vote on all conference committee reports. The question before us is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to, shall the Senate concur with the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 18? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent, and 1 excused.
The Senate will stand at ease. Back to order. And the results of the last vote, the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill number 18.
Message of April 20, the House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 4, Finance Amended, Veterans Loans, with the following amendment: House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 4, amended House, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate on the bill? Senator Petula.
Brief explanation. The House's amendments say nothing more than just increase the values, and those are acceptable to the Department of Revenue. There's no financial impact on the increase. Probably the only negative aspect would be just use small, less loans.
Senator Croft.
I understand that the fiscal impact of what the House has done is zero.
Any further discussion or debate on the bill? The question is, shall the Senate concur with the amendments of the House to House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill number 4? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? The Secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent, and 1 excused.
And so the Senate has concurred with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 4, Finance.
The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 195, Regulation of the Drilling of Deep Wells, namely Committee Substitute for House Bill 195, Amended Senate, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments the Committee Substitute for House Bill 195 and request the body to vote no.
Is there any discussion on the, or debate on the issue? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 195 as amended in the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Does the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 nays, one excused, and one absent.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments. I'll appoint a conference committee consisting of Senator Huber, chairman. Members will be Senators Rohde and Tillian.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 53 by Representative Parr relating to the Alaska Special Olympics.
Rules.
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 149 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to the licensing of licensed accountants.
State Affairs, Commerce, and Finance, and would you spread the fiscal note in the in the journal?
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 231, amended by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to occupational licensing fees and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance, and note that there's a zero fiscal note.
House Bill Number 295 by Representative Brown, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor to extend the television demonstration project for a six-month period and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 352, amended by the Finance Committee, an act authorizing state land to be made available as agricultural home sites and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Resources, and Finance.
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 353 by the Finance Committee, an act providing for the creation of agricultural development projects and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Resources, and Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Introduction of resolutions.
Would you like standing committee reports?
Excuse me, standing committee reports, sorry.
The Finance Committee has had Senate Bill 103, Oil and Gas Properties Production Tax, under consideration and recommends it be replaced with the Finance Committee substitute and reports that back as follows. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senator Tillian and Senator Croft signed do pass. Senator Butrovich signed do pass without floor amendments. And Senators Orsini and Tillian, or Orsini and Meeland, signed no recommendation. 103 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee has had Senate Bill 269, Eligibility for Veteran Loans, under consideration, and recommends that it be referred to the Finance Committee. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Tillian.
Finance.
The Judiciary Committee had Senate Bill 313, Penalties and Liabilities for Conviction of the Crime of Concealment of Merchandise under consideration, and reports it back as follows. Senator Holman, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senators Coletta and Tillian signed due pass. 313 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee had committee substitute for House Bill 72, Creation of Historical Districts under consideration, and recommends that it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Orsini, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis, Ferguson, and Hackney. 72 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee had Senate Concurrent Resolution 52, Memory of Victor V. Gill, and Senate Bill 184, Limitation on Commercial Fishing Loans under consideration, and recommends that they be placed on Monday's calendar. The reports were signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Coletta. These will appear on Monday's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 54 by Senator Bradley relating to, quote, land open to entry.
Resources and resources, just make it resources. Excuse me, was that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 53 or 54?
Resources.
Yes. Did we have a... Yes, resources.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 55 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor approving the disposal to Golden Valley Electric Association Incorporated of royalty oil taken in kind.
Resources.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 56 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor approving the disposal to Alaska Pipeline Company of royalty gas taken in kind.
Resources.
There are no other resolutions.
Introduction of bills.
Senate Bill Number 333 by Senator Ferguson, an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission for alcohol and drug abuse programs and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 334 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to the licensing of massage businesses and operators.
Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 335 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to state land open to entry.
State Affairs and Resources.
Senate Bill Number 336 by the Commerce Committee by request, an act relating to employees of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 337 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources Feed Grain Project and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Resources, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 338 by Senator Ferguson, an act relating to the Tourism Revolving Fund and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 339 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to the assessment of farm use land by municipalities.
Community and Regional Affairs.
There are no other bills this morning.
Brings us to our data calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32 by Senator Curtula annulling an administrative regulation adopted by the Alaska Commission on Postsecondary Education pertaining to the maximum indebtedness that a student may incur under the scholarship loan program. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this resolution under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, signed due pass. Senators Bradley, Sumner, and Willis signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
I move that the Senate adopt SCR 32.
Is there any discussion or debate on the resolution?
President, there's some discussion.
Senator Cretulo.
What has happened here is the legislature passed a bill that called for, and I served, I know, with on the House side of the Pre-Caucus Committee, so I know it very, very well. I've been following a number of years. President, the legislature passed legislation that provided for, and this was the intent, $2,500 a year, up to $2,500 a year for 4 years for undergraduate education for Alaska residents, 2 year residents, me at minimum, plus up to $5,000 a year for 2 more years for graduate school, medicine, law, etc., which would be a total amount of $20,000 allowable under the program. The administration, through the Postsecondary Education Commission handed off to a special committee that has no statutory authority to study problems of this scholarship loan program, and they came up with regulations that said that a maximum of $10,000 would be allowable, exactly 50% of what the legislature had provided for in law. Now, not speaking to even the merits of the case, the point first is, and that's certainly one that Senator Hackney looked at, they arbitrarily, not without any legislative powers whatsoever, cut the program in half. Well, that's what we're speaking to, not even to the merit of the case. And that's the reason that having at that time been chairman of the Regulation Review Committee and having the attorneys look at this, but subsequently not being chairman of the Regulation Review Committee, I put in my own name. But it was something that we'd studied there.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the intent of the original act was to provide Alaskan students who wanted to further education in the state or outside the state with a means of assisting in the financing of that education. The limit of $10,000 would not even see a graduate student in medicine or law or any other advanced field of studies through his education if he were fortunate enough to attend the University of Alaska for 4 years, receive his degree, and go outside for graduate education. Education is becoming extremely expensive. The $10,000 limitation may well be unrealistic when we have some extremely good students who go outside, receive several advanced degrees, and come back to Alaska, something that assists our state a great deal, and I don't think there should be an arbitrary limit on the amount of money a student can receive. Student at Harvard Medical School is going to need probably more than $10,000, but I think he's going to be well worth it in the state of Alaska when he returns, and this should be a decision made on a case-by-case basis.
Senator Cretulo.
Once more, the in-house bureaucracy is changing the law through regulation. They have no right to. I know what the intent of the law was, and we knew what it was when we wrote it. If somebody here wants to change the law and make it a maximum $10,000, that's their prerogative, but it is not the administration's prerogative change that law. They go through
the legislature. There's no reason for us to be here whatsoever. Senator Huber. Mr. President, I rise in support of Senator Cretulo's resolution. As Senator Cretulo has stated, the debates were long and loud in both the body and the other body and everything were very well hashed over when the law was changed. When the administration come along and change our policy,
I'd like to make an inquiry of someone. I understood that the reason that they made this change was because they had several times as many applicants for funds as they had funds to supply, and that therefore they were going to limit the amount that any one applicant could have so that they could help more applicants. Now, I don't know if that's the case or not, and I haven't pursued that. Perhaps you know, Senator.
Mr. President, there are problems in collections and problems in funding, but the legislature has always come up with the necessary funding, as we have for revenue sharing for the middle class and money for the old timers. The students are the first place we want to cut it down at. If, in fact, there is a point that there isn't enough money to go beyond $10,000, it still should be a legislative prerogative, not some bureaucrats, to rewrite the law. That's what I spoke to, not even to the merits of the case. I'm certain, to some extent, in my own mind, that that may well be what the chairman of the Health Education Welfare Committee spoke to. It's consistent, I believe, with his philosophy. Want to change, introduce the legislation, but don't let somebody do it for us this way. It's dead wrong.
Any further discussion? Senator Rohde?
In response to your question, the commission already has discretion to limit the amount of scholarship awards to whatever amount they think appropriate. It isn't necessary to put a limit in the administrative code.
I appreciate your response. Senator Huber?
Mr. President, to me, the idea of method of control, because there isn't enough money there, would be like if we told them they were in charge of milk production, and because there isn't enough milk, they decided to provide all the milk cows in half.
Any further discussion?
Questions?
The question is, shall the Senate adopt Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32? Would so many as favor the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and so Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32 has been adopted. Senator Hackney.
I have to say that the comment that Senator Huber made is utter nonsense.
Depends on which half you, it depends on which half you get, I think. Senator Huber.
That is exactly the point that I wish to make. We're under dominance.
Senator Ray.
All I know is that Senator Petula, Senator Rohde, and Senator Huber melt that one to death.
Next order of business.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 22 by Representatives Duncan, Eliason, Freeman, Gardner, and Miller, relating to travel on state ferries by official school activity groups. The State Affairs Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Crutula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis and Huber. The Rules Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Homan.
Senator Ziegler.
I move the adoption of the Senate rules substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 22.
You have the floor, sir.
Very briefly, the original resolution, which was House Concurrent Resolution Number 23, prime sponsor, which is Representative Duncan, pertained only to allowing pupils, students, to travel the ferry system during the off season for free. Companion resolution was one in the Senate. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 23, which would allow during the off season again recreational groups such as hikers, Boy Scouts, bridge players, I have to admit, to utilize the ferry system at reduced rates, not for free. And this is an amalgamation bill of those two resolutions. Senator Sackett, who has the Senate resolution, has no objections. And Representative Cotton, Duncan likewise has no objection. So I would ask unanimous.
Is there any objection?
Mr. President.
Senator Crutula.
That includes the Senate debating team also.
No objection. Rules, Senate Rules Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 22 has been adopted. Is there any further discussion on the resolution?
Yes, Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
Through the chair to the rules chairman. This allows a school group from the state of Oregon and the state of Washington to come up and ride their ferries between the two Alaskan points during the months of November through April, along with their people without paying anything.
Senator Ziegler.
I rather doubt it, but the senator would feel better to insert the word Alaskan wherever appropriate. I would certainly have no objection. That was not the intent. Senator Ray and I have discussed this before informally and before the person that in the Senate. And this is one of these things where you can argue either side of a coin. Why give anybody a weight? Why make everybody go first board? The point is that space is empty. And if you do have these type of groups on the vessels, particularly your beverage sales, your room sales, your food sales, or including what folks are probably going to stick. The utilization of the empty space to get somebody to make the lead to correct there is hopefully a profitable fee made.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I'm not opposed to the resolution. All I'm doing is trying to determine whether we want to allow outside groups to travel on the ferries or not. That's the point.
Any further discussion on the Senator Cotulla?
Under our resolution, Clinton is an engrossment matter. The recommendation would be Alaskan wherever necessary, Mr. Chairman. I'd move that.
Mr. Senator, if you take on line 3 on page 2 and insert Alaska after official, so it would read official Alaska school activity groups, I think we'd have it as an amendment. If we want to stand at ease and prepare
we'll
such
stand at ease, Mr.
Amendment number 1 by Senator Rader, page 2, line 4, after official, insert Alaska.
Excuse me, it's supposed to be line 3. Page 2, line 3.
Isn't it line 4?
Well, on my...
Oh,
I'm sorry, I have the... I don't have the... I don't have the Senate concurrent resolution. I have the original.
Be in the appropriate place. We know where it is.
It's line 4.
Could I see the resolution, please? Here for a minute. I didn't have fish nose. Line 12. The Senate will come back to order. I'm sorry, I had the House resolution in front of me instead of the Senate Finance Committee. The amendment should be to line 12 on page 2.
Page 2, line 12, after official, insert Alaska.
Senator Cotulla.
That's in the right place now. I would move that as a Senate adoption.
Objection. There is an objection. Yes.
Mr. President, do you feel that your amendment would also cover recreational use? We don't want the Palo Verde Sheriff's Posse bringing the horses up here.
Senator, what happened here was that I had before me the House. I did not have before me my packet. For some reason or another, omitted the Senate Finance Committee version, and I was working with the House version, which my amendment may not be appropriate under the circumstances. I don't know. Senator Ziegler.
Senator Ray is correct. I think the word Alaskan should likewise be inserted before recreation.
Without objection, the amendment will be amended. So the word Alaska would be inserted after official on lines 12 and before the word recreational on line 13. Is there any discussion or debate on the amendment?
Question.
Senator Coletta. I think we better move the unanimous consent on the amendment first. I didn't move it myself. Did someone move in the unanimous consent?
Senator Ziegler.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Coletta. Any discussion or debate on the resolution? The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 22 pass the Senate? Would so many as favor the passage of Senate concurrent resolution for House concurrent resolution? Excuse me. Would so many as favor Senate committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 22 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The resolution has passed the Senate. Senate will stand at ease.
House concurrent resolution number 48 by Representatives Phillips, Bradley, Chatterton, Cotton, Kelly, and Urien proclaiming Thanksgiving week as Family Unity Week. The rules...
Senator Petrullo. I believe there was a committee report.
The Rules Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends that it do pass and be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Coletta.
There has been a motion made for the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution Number 48. Is there any discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution Number 48 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes have it. House Concurrent Resolution Number 48 has passed the Senate.
House concurrent resolution number 50 amended Senate by the Special Committee on the Alaska Permanent Fund commending the State Investment Advisory Committee. This resolution was held in second reading from April 15.
Senator Ziegler. Senator Ray.
Well, Mr. President, that exactly brings us back to the same thing. We don't have an Alaska Permanent Fund Committee. This particular time, I think it died at the start of the year in January, and as such, we are in the process of an interim legislative permanent fund committee. So that's again, it brings us right back to the same spot. Maybe we could just take it off and put somebody else's name on there. And
I missed the whole point of the inquiry. I apologize to the chairman, but I thought you wanted to know whether or not the special committee had the ability, whether it was a bill or a resolution. The answer is yes now. But this one, which I didn't know, went out of business as of December 31st and January 1st. That way, it's a brand new problem, so I will be asking them to send me December 31st, right back for a
week. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, House concurrent resolution number 50 is re-referred to rules. Brings us to unfinished business. Senator Tillian.
I hate to butt in on such a busy day, but should we revert back to the best?
Without objection, sir, you have the floor.
President, in the gallery today are a couple of longtime residents of Alaska, and then some. Mr. and Mrs. Nick Lehman from the Nilchik.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I don't resent Senator Clinton's introducing guests, but I do resent his reverting back. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I, with the sponsor's consent, be permitted to be shown as the sponsor of Senator Coletta's Senate Bill 296, the Washington Anti-Killer Bill.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Secretary, make the notation. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I would also request and ask if, in my absence, Senator Couture would be kind enough to assume those meetings.
Senator Petrula? Senator Petrula is just too accommodating, I'm afraid. Senator Croft? Senator Willis.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate Monday.
Senator, this may alter your plans. We intend to have a session tomorrow also. We did not intend to have a calendar tomorrow, but we have, I expect to receive a great number of messages and conference and committee reports and the rest of it from the House for us to act upon, and as well as our free conferences. So if you may want to be excused tomorrow also.
Mr. President, then I would change my motion to be excused from the call of the Senate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Senator Poland. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Senator Croft.
I'm moving to have consent to have excuse to call the Senate on Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Senator Ray. Well, we will not have a calendar. As you will notice today, we had, I think, about three or four or five free conference committee reports from the House and a number of House bills. I expect that to increase, and we'll have probably quite a few more than that tomorrow.
Then I would ask the Senate on Saturday.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senator Huber?
President, may I inquire, so many are being excused on Sunday also. Do you plan a Sunday session?
No, sir. Any further special orders? Senator Croft?
I'm going to ask the consent to request to go to the floor and make an announcement.
You have the floor, sir.
President, after several conversations with Senator Stevens' office in Washington and a considerable amount of work on his part, the Senate Commerce Committee will hold hearings in Alaska on the question of tanker regulations, tanker legislation, and the overall problem involving tanker traffic regarding the Trans-Alaska pipeline. The first hearing will be held in Anchorage on April the 29th. Second hearing will be held here in Juneau on April 30th. The meeting will be in courtroom A from 10 to 12 and 1 to 3 on Saturday, April the 30th. There will be a announcement later today from my office, as well as Senator Stevens' office, going into some additional detail on that, as well as how people can make arrangements to testify at those hearings. However, I've been assured that Senator Stevens himself will be attending, and even Senator Magnuson will not, but he hopes that other members of the Senate Commerce Committee will attend as well. Because of the fact that this is a very important issue as far as we're concerned, and because there is the possibility of federal preemption of some of the work that we have gone through in the past, it's a matter that I hope all Alaskans will take a look at.
Senator Poland. It is, Senator, although I assume that there must be some rescheduling here or some misunderstanding. I don't know what. We'd have to work it out, I guess. But that was originally the date set. Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease?
Senate will stand at ease. Come back to order. Any further announcements? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate for Saturday, April 23rd.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I ask a privilege of the
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, it's with some sadness that I write to comment upon the newspaper article. We're a people of heroes, Mr. President, and not likely to receive the feet of clay peeping out from underneath the garments of our heroes. What imagine Superman other than spotless, far above the claims of lesser mortals? One imagines Superman succumbing to the weakness of sneaking even a brief glance at the shapely legs of Lois Lane as they fly through the air to adventure, perishing thoughts. Mr. President, closer at hand, one imagines Ronald Reagan on a tape from Bella Abzug, even to the extent of a pumpernickel on rye with cold duck. The mind reels at such heresy. Yet, sadly, Mr. President, in last night's Empire, there is chronicled the shabby fall of a shining group of Alaskan white hats. During these past many months, we've watched the intrepid hosts of Ackburg take on the sordid, cringing evil within our state. We've watched as pompous politicians were punctured, as terrible-tempered teamsters were belabored. Last, Mr. President, last night's paper, in the article Lobbyist Against Lobbyist Over the Bottle Controversy, tells of Axford's downfall. They were caught with their fingers in the bunghole of the bountiful beer keg of the liquor lobby. The ways of the liquor lobby with a maid were laid out for all to see. Now, Mr. President, I'd like to believe that Axford accepted the offer of those 15 cases of free subs, really thinking they were free. I'd like to believe that against the dark background of knowing there is no such thing as a free beer. I have no doubt the liquor lobbyist thought he was buying a pro quo for his quid. Mr. President, yesterday Ackburg learned it's not nice to bite the hand that turns the tap. Yesterday we lost another hero as Ackburg learned the hard political facts of being on the tape. Yesterday, Mr. President, was the green of Ackburg. Henceforth, Jamie Love will be just plain Jimmy. Mr. President, let us take a moment to mourn one.
Probably should be spread on the journal, but I don't know. Any further special orders? It's certainly on the tape, anyway, for future generations. Any other announcements? Senator Hackney? Senator Ziegler. Senator Poland. Any further announcements? Senator Petula?
It was announced that there would be a State Affairs Committee meeting covering House Bill 2 at 1:30. Because of other conflicts and the inability to get some people who wish to testify on the bill here, we will hold that meeting 1:30 on Tuesday. There are members going to be gone for Monday, so State Affairs Committee hearing on House Bill 2, the Homestead Bill, Homesite Bill, or sometimes referred to as the Homestead Bill, will be at 1:30 Tuesday. Along with that will also be House Bill 107.
Senator Huber. Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, a reminder that this evening, the Alaska School Board, the Association of Alaska School Boards, will be hosting the reception at the Baron Office at 6 and 8 p.m. Mr. President, I'm going to ask you my consent.
George Holman, at this time. Mr. President, there's a Budget Audit Committee at 1 p.m. today, too.
Did he say, did he give a place?
He didn't, but I presume it's in the House Finance Committee room. That's where it's been at other times.
All right. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.